This is WZ5Q in Studio X. We're going to go through this rack here and show you what each individual piece does, a little bit of description of it. What you're listening to right now is the TX monitor off of a Voodoo modified Kenwood TS950 SDX. And that output is going into the sound card input of the computer directly. So, right now, what you're hearing is the TSM Muneo microphone. It's a Swedish 2-inch condenser dual-tube microphone. And that was a gift from Peter, SM5HUA in Sweden. And thank you, Peter. That's the best microphone I've ever owned. And he knew it, too, when he sent it here. He surely did. He said, "Mike, you've got to hear this. And the only way for you to hear it is for you to have one. So, Merry Christmas." That's what happened. The amplifier is the RP520 made by Bellari. And that I'm using one channel of that. And everything else in the rack is bypassed. So, we'll just start going through each piece. The first piece is the Aphex 622, which is a downward expander unit. I'll engage that. Okay, and that's the downward expander. After being engaged, you can tell that it just about wiped out all of the background noise. It's very transparent. You can barely hear the expander tail on it. And let's see here. The next unit would be the Bellari RP533, which is a studio tube multiprocessor. Let's see here. It has two functions. It has an exciter and it has a compressor. I'll engage the exciter first. And that's the exciter being engaged. And you can tell that it added some nice harmonics to the bottom end and a little bit of definition to the top. And let's see here. We'll engage the compressor next. And that's the first compressor engaged in this rack lineup. And you can see that it smoothed out the lows quite a bit. That's what I got it set up for. It kind of mellowed everything out really nice. The next item will be the HHB Classic the Classic 70, which is a tube parametric analog EQ. And when I engage that, the gain's going to drop pretty good, so I'll have to bring the gain back up. Okay, now that's the EQ engaged. Let me bring up the gain a little bit so you can hear what it sounds like. Because when I go through there, I'll have to readjust the gain as I engage the other pieces. But this is everything in this rack is analog except for the very last piece, and I'll describe that when I get to it. So, this is the HHB Classic 70. The next item is the Bellari RP583, which is a studio tube compressor. And I use this one channel of this to control the gain to the Bellari RP562, which is an exciter. So, let me engage this. Okay, this compressor is engaged for that channel. And I mentioned the RP562. That thing is, it's real gain sensitive. So you almost have to run a compressor in front of it. But when I engage that thing, you're going to notice it's the best exciter. I don't say the best. It just has a sound of its own. I've never heard another one do this. So let me engage it. Okay, now that's that's what that exciter engaged. You can say you can just tell the entire dimension changed on it. It it's hard to describe. That's why you almost have to hear it. So this is with the RP562 engaged. The next item is the EX3200, the Voodoo box. So I need to reduce this here. All righty. That's the
That's the EX3200 engaged. Yeah, low radio. That's the bad boy. So the next piece is the newest acquisition to Studio X, which is a Drummer threesome multi-band interface. And what this thing does is it allows you to use outboard compressors for multi-band compression or split-band compression. So I've got another RP-583. So I'm using three channels, two on the on one RP-583 and then the second channel on the first RP-583 for lows, mids, and highs. And I'll go ahead and engage that for you. There's the lows. The lows being engaged. Let's see, here's the mids. The mids are right there, and then the highs. Let me hit the highs. So that's the complete, all three bands engaged on the Drummer threesome. And that really adds density, openness. It's an incredible piece. I really like it. This took the place of the Triple C. That's what I was using before, which is a very good compressor, multi-band compressor. This is just another level above that, and it really adds dynamics to the audio that weren't there before, and it's analog. So the next item is the DSP-2024P. I use that for strictly just for plating, and it is side-chained. It does not go completely through the unit. I have it side-chained. So let me go ahead and engage that. And there's the DSP-2024 using plating. It sounds a little strong right here, just in the TX monitor, but over the air, you know, due to propagation and stuff, it you can just barely tell it's in there. It just gives it that little bit of wetness, that little bit of air that you seem to need on sideband. Can't use it on AM. It sounds really crappy. But I like that. I like it on sideband. So that's it. This is the entire rack. Everything is engaged and working terrifically. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope to hear you on the bands. This is WZ5Q in Studio X.